Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go. Yeah. Ghetto children singing. See, they eager to learn how to become the next world leaders. Brave hearts. Revolutionary warfare is warfare. Loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare. Loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Book one, strategy, tactics, technique. Look dumb, but massively notice the weakness in all of them. Gotta shoot only if necessary. Homie, vestige is very real if enemies carrying heavy steel. Beware the thugs who ain't scared of blood or jail time. When Aryan nations ain't having integration, we so blind to beauty of life. But when my mom said, nigga, you could be Christ. I wasn't old enough to hold my dick and pee right. Jesus, what is he like? I picture him standing with diamonds on him. Little different from the way my mommy saw him. Practice your aiming, physical training and difficult terraining. Test your endurance, try to keep your stamina banging, splitting duchess up, strap up. The army's a school, teaching smart ways to kill. I'm thinking Gandhi was a fool, the chronic's a fool. Got me thinking out loud, fuck it. Sleep on my drunkenness, I'll blow your brains out. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here.
My revolution is as real as Bobby Seals I build. With dudes and Chris worth a quarter mil and Dick Hill. For fish gills and cop guns, the time come. I mask up and get my comrade off the bus. Fuck the beef, I snatch a seed from Chuck E. Cheese and feed them to the rats in the back of the peas. Black fatigue and office scenes on a sofa. 50-inch flat screen, Louis Vuitton holster. My motions don't appeal to appellate division. I did it strong for 7 long years in prison. Fuck the system, I'm like a modern-day Hitler. Black gorilla, crib and blood and one nigga. Only killers know my face. I be the case for shooting at the police. Nigga, the name Lake goes simultaneously with street revolution. 21 gun salute, the new Huey
Newton. Revolutionary warfare is warfare. Loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare. Loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Teach our woman how to hold a family down in case something happens to us fathers. Protect the children, grab revolvers. The woman plays an important part of our life force. So what we fight for, my heart goes to you, beautiful wife in war.
Enlisting more and talk less. Watch all and trust none, demand your respect. And be ready to die for what you believe in. And ride all the time, not just when convenient.
Justice is freedom, wisdom and understanding. We the lost children of Israel in this western world region. You ain't a man, you a coward if you can't support the girl you put a seed in.
Strong rule the weak, but the wise rule is strong. It's more to a war than just getting it on. Seal your form, cover your tracks, stay prepared. I don't care, no one's spared.
Revolutionary warfare is warfare. Loving war for the cause, I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare. Loving war for the cause, I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare. Loving war for the cause, I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare. Loving war for the cause, I gotta take you off here.
Free the land. Welcome to another edition of the Business of Government of Republic Afro Radio. I'm your co-host, Minister of Information, Bumon Shakir. I'll be joined by my fellow co-host, Minister Akin Bekele. The Vision of Republic Africa was founded in March 31, 1968 in Detroit, Michigan. And the PG Republic, Vision of Republic Africa believes in, one, that exploitation and oppression of blacks in North America by whites in North America enter a more vision and visible stage. Two, blacks in North America are in a serious danger of extermination like the Native Americans. Three, African-born Americans can survive and liberate ourselves, saying that our problem was created by the all-white government and is being continued by the all-white government. Four, individuals or organizations, no matter how rich or large, cannot wage a correct struggle for survival and liberation against the United States government. Five, we can only survive and liberate ourselves by becoming real black nationalists and building ourselves a nation that are able to wage the correct struggle for our survival and liberation. Six, We should be the ones to determine our own destiny. This is known as self-determination, a.k.a. Kuchakalia. 7, we must stand ready to defend ourselves against our enemies by any means necessary. 8, we must support all liberation struggle and the liberation in general of the African continent. 9, the economic needs of our nation will be met and profit will be shared equally. 10, the Virginia government wants all black people to help us make the Republic of Africa the black nation, and this they will govern black people. You know, that's some of the things we believe in. But also, I would like to tell the information. Due to the people being referred to as Black Panther History Month, right, I would like to go over, give a little history of a list of different individuals that have been involved in the Black Panther Party at some time or another, and also been Catholic average citizens. And I'm going to start with some of the deceased, such as Elder Kwame Ture, Eman Avenue Washington, Baba Seko Kambui, Mama Phoenix Secure, Elder Geronimo G. Jaga Pratt, Mama Eel Falana Sumna Ali, Mama Safa Bakari. Now I'm going with people that are still living. People like Elder Rico Ford, Bob Masai Hosey, Baba Seko Ndinga, Baba Lala Sumna Ali, Baba Jaleel Mookie King, also Eman Jameer Alameen, another deceased person, Kawasa Balagoon, Willie James Foreman, Elder PJ Sangu Jones, Adu Shana, and Elder Shaka Athena. Those are people that have been part of the Black Panther Party and also being Catholic average citizen. Of course, there's more, but those are just some of the individuals that name off the top of my head. Again, I would thank everybody for joining our platform. If you you're interested in learning more about the PG, Virginia Public Africa, we have a website, www.pg-rna.com. And tonight, we'd like to welcome to the show, Baba Lukata. Pretty Lamb, Baba, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you, sir?
I'm strong, comrade. You know, before we get into this, tell the people a little about yourself, who you are, you know, so they can understand the gist and the meat of who what we're talking about. Tell the people about who you are, a little about your background.
Good land, greetings to all the listeners. My name is Elder Baba Asania Lukata Jaku. I serve as the chair of the National Election Commission for the Provisional Government of the Republic of New Africa. For the past 12 years, I have been coordinating the national elections for the provisional governments, which occurs every 3 years. Every 3 years, the provisional government elects a president, 3 vice presidents, representatives from the various certified districts of the provisional government, aka cities that have been certified as population districts for the provisional government, also district judges within those certified population districts, and we address citizen referendums that are needed in order to grow and develop as a provisional government. So that's the background of myself as the national election chair.
Okay. I appreciate that. The national elections, right? You said it happened every 3 years. Why is it important for new Africans to get involved nationally? Why is it important? What does it actually mean to it? What does it actually mean to vote? What does it actually mean?
New Africans are in the midst of forming a new democracy. Unlike the hypocrisy of the United States of America, provisional government is an inclusive government. Our concept of democracy invites, encourages, inspires all new Africans of voting age to become politically astute and politically active in the workings of your government. It is important that citizens of the provisional government, active citizens, both in terms of your political activity as well as your civic activity in the building of the provisional government of the Republic of New Africa into a sovereign government that is run and operated by New Africans. We have to release the shackles of Americanism that prevents us from being New Africans, from being active participants in the development and implementation of the rules and laws of our government. So it's important. It is important that any citizen who is of voting age, and in the provisional government, voting age is any citizen who is 16 years or older. So any person who is 16 years or older who has declared themselves a citizen of the provisional government should be sure to cast their vote for the next president, the next vice president, or the next three vice presidents, and for district representatives where you live in a certified district. If you live outside of a certified district, then you would vote for the national offices, which are, of course, the presidency and the vice presidencies. Those who live within a certified district would vote for the presidency, the vice presidency, district representatives, as well as district judges. And let me just backtrack and say all citizens would be welcome to or expected to vote on any referendums that might be put on the ballot as well. So it's important in addressing your question, why is it important? It is important so that citizens have a sense of ownership in their government. It is important because black votes matter. Black voters matter in a black nation. They have so much more meaning, your vote, your presence, your spirit, your African spirit is so much more important to the development of your own nation than it is even pretending to be valued under the hypocrisy of what America frames as democracy. We know that it's not a democracy, it's a hypocrisy, and that in every way possible, America finds reasons for individuals not to be able to vote. The Republic of New Africa encourages, inspires, individuals to take advantage of the opportunity to vote. So that's why it's important. I yield back, my brother.
True, indeed. I appreciate that. I understand that you mentioned different, over at different places and cities, right? So who actually organizes these votes in these different areas and cities and towns and states so they can be counted? Who's responsible is that to do so?
Nationally, it is the responsibility of the National Election Commission to coordinate the electoral process every 3 years. The National Election Commission, comprised of three persons with volunteer persons who would serve as local election commissioners in those certified districts. The National Election Commission is overseen by the People-Centered Council, so that at any point where the Election Commission functioning properly, the People-Centered Council, or the PCC, would have the authority and the responsibility to pick up any slack where the National Election Commission might be lagging. Currently, the National Election Commission is made up of myself, Elder Baba Asania Lukata Takuu, Elder Baba James Rogers III, and Elder Ia Falala Obola are the three members of the current members of the National Election Commission. So it is our responsibility to ensure that a schedule is published in terms of the election season, that local individuals who would serve as local election commissioners are fully trained and responsible for coordinating the election in those certified districts, and for we are also responsible to ensure that citizens who may not be in a certified district still have an opportunity to vote in the electoral process. So the entity, the portion of our government that is responsible for the national election is called the National Election Commission. And in its lacking, or where it may be lacking, then it is the duty of the People's Center Council, or the PCC, to pick up any slack. I yield back, my brother.
You had mentioned the certified districts, right? How did a district become certified? What's the process of that? And it's able to do any time?
Sorry?
I said, and is it something you can do any time, or is it a certain time for you got to do that? Go ahead.
Okay, so the process, first let's define a certified district. A certified district is any community that has a significant number of new Africans that live in that community. Any community that has a significant portion of Africans, new Africans living in that district, can qualify to be a certified district. The process for becoming a certified district is ongoing. It is a process that continues all of the time. However, during the election process, or the what we call the election season, once the election calendar has been approved by the PCC, then a district that wishes to be certified for participation in that particular election must have its process completed at least 30 days before the election itself. So you need to have your district certified, completely certified, 30 days before the election in order to participate in that election. If you become certified afterwards, then you can that district can participate in an upcoming election, or at the conclusion of the current election, a district can petition the PCC for a special election in order to send representatives to the People-Centered Council, the PCC, and to elect local district judges. Now, the process. Any citizen within a community can request that that district be certified. That citizen would send a request either by snail mail or email chair of a people-centered council. The people-centered council will in turn forward, or the people-centered council chair or the people-centered council chair designee, someone that they may designate to do this, will in turn send that individual a district certification application. That application requires that person or someone in that district to give a description of the district that is being requested to be certified. And what I mean by a description of the district, that application asks for the population of Africans who are in that district according to the United States Census. It asks for the population of others, all those other than Africans who are in that district. That application asks for that person who requested the application to identify at least four other potential citizens who are willing to work with that person to organize a people-centered council or a people's district council for that certified or future certified district. So if I were to request a certification application for my city, I would need to find four other people to work with me to form a district council for the district we are asking to be certified. In addition, it's optional, but that application also asks that someone in that district volunteer to be the local election commissioner. And the local election commissioner is the local person who would be responsible, integrity of the election process within that district. So as that district looks to elect a district representative, as that district looks to elect local judges, then the local election commissioner would work with the National Election Commission to ensure the integrity of the local election. After completing the district certification application, then that application is returned to the PCC with a copy of that application sent to the president, a copy sent to the Minister of the Interior, and a copy sent to the chairperson of the National Election Commission. And, of course, a copy is kept by the person who requested the application. After that application is received and processed to ensure that it is properly completed, that all of the information is verified, then the PCC, the People-Centered Council, will put the idea of that district being certified on its agenda for approval by the full PCC. If the application is properly completed, if the PCC has no concerns about the district and about the individuals that are requesting for the district to be certified, then a yay vote should be in order by the PCC. If there are questions about the application, then the PCC would notify the individual that requested the application and submitted the application of the concerns of the PCC and would be responsible to rectify any concerns. After all concerns are rectified, again, PCC will place the item on the agenda for a vote, and that process will continue until that district has received its certification. So that would be the process for district certification. And again, I yield back to you, my brother.
Okay. I appreciate it. I have one more question, then I'm going to pass on to Mr. Oxicator. What exactly is a judge? What are district judge responsibilities and duties? What are they supposed to be doing?
Who was that? I didn't hear the question.
I said, what exactly is a district judge? What are the role, responsibilities, and duties? What is that, a district judge?
You're talking about the district itself?
No, I said, what is a district judge? What is that?
Oh, I'm sorry, district judge. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. What
so
is that?
Each certified district has the option to elect individuals who would serve as a district judge. The provisional government has, under its structure, a Ministry of Justice. The district judges serve at the leisure of the Minister of Justice. On a local level, it is the aspiration that district judges will work as mediators to resolve conflicts that exist in their district. They would serve as judicial mediators where crimes are committed within their district. Where new Africans prefer a new African court for resolution of disputes, then the judge would oversee those disputes and work to mediate a just resolution to those issues. So it's the foundation that the district judges are the foundation of the justice system in the certified districts. Each certified district that is approved and has a new African population of 2,000 or more is eligible to elect three district judges, up to three district judges. That same district is also eligible to elect up to five district representatives to serve on the PCC. For districts that have less than 2,000 new Africans, then they would be eligible to elect one district rep and one district judge. Again, that would be the answer to your question as I understand it, and I yield back to you, my brother.
Okay. That's not the center, Baba. Again, I want to thank you for coming to the broadcast. Thank you for working here in the past, present, and the future. At this time, I'm about to pass the Minister Oxen McKaylee. Take a prayer through the broadcast. Thank you again.
Let the minister.
Free the land.
Free the land, brother. Free the land.
thank you, Brother Bomani, for getting us this far through the show. And thank you, Baba Lucado, for all the wonderful information you provided up to this point. I would like to start off by asking, we have talked about voting and the creation of certified districts. My first question would be, who necessarily is eligible to vote in the new African election?
One of the things that all new Africans must do, as I had said earlier, they must make an effort to become politically astute to new African law as compared to American law. So the first thing that we would ask a citizen to do in order to become astute to new African law as it relates to elections is to read the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.5 pages of the Code of Umoja that are labeled New African Law. Of course, citizens should read the entire code, which is our Constitution. They should get to know our Constitution. But particularly from the standpoint of the National Election Commission, we ask citizens to read those 5 pages. And after reading those pages, if there's any confusion, any concerns, then we would invite them to contact the National Election Commission or any member of the National Election Commission for further clarity. But in answer to your question, when you read New African Law, then you'll see there's a section that says qualified or qualifications for voters. And it says, new Africans age 16 and over are entitled to vote in new African elections, provided that they affirm their citizenship in the black nation, the Republic of New Africa, by a simple affirmation on the voter register. Voters are assumed own their highest political allegiance to the black nation. However, no oath of allegiance shall be required to exercise your right to vote. However, the allegiance or primary allegiance of any voter may be challenged by an affidavit by any other voter made under the petition of prejudice to any election worker, to any public of New Africa judge or appropriate officer of the Justice Ministry, or to the Election Commission, or to a person designated by the Election Commission for such a challenge. So in answer to your question, any person of African descent who is 16 years or older who is prepared to declare their citizenship as a citizen is eligible to vote in new African elections. I yield back.
Thank you. And so to make that declaration, who would said citizen have to make that declaration to if they wanted to declare themselves a new African citizen?
During the national election process, when a person casts their ballot, they are given a certificate of citizenship or a declaration of citizenship. Where there is a local election commissioner, then that local election commissioner will witness that person's declaration and attach that declaration to that person's a ballot. Every ballot must be accompanied by a declaration of citizenship. Even those who have already declared citizenship must also redeclare their citizenship at the time of voting. Where there is no local election commissioner, then that individual, again, must complete a declaration of citizenship and return that declaration with their ballot, and the National Election Commission will be responsible to authorize that declaration. So again, every citizen who casts a ballot during the national election process is required to re-declare their citizenship through a declaration of citizenship form that will accompany their ballot, the ballot that they would cast as part of the election process. I yield back.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that clarity. So you also mentioned to help further along the ability of New Africans to become as politically astute as possible to read the code of emoji. To your knowledge, how could one obtain free of their code of emoji?
Of course, the code of emoji is online. If an individual would Google code of emoji or the Republic of New Africa, there would be a link to an older version, for sure, of the code of emoji. And those older versions are still valid to a certain degree, but the most current updated version of the code of emoji can be obtained by request from any officer, to my understanding, from any officer of the provisional government. That would mean the president, any of the vice presidents, any of the ministers, and any of the appointed ministers and officials of the government. I know that the Code of Emoji, the updated version of the Code of Emoji, is always available at the New African Nation Day celebration that is held annually. And of course, we have a Nation Day celebration that is coming up on March the 29th, 30th, and 31st in Columbus, Georgia. And individuals, again, can go online and register to participate in our annual celebration of the Declaration, the Black Declaration of Independence, a New African Declaration of Independence. Which, again, was signed in 1968 on March the 30th, which is the creation of the black government. So persons can come and purchase a copy of the Code of Emoji and other pertinent documents that are important for our citizens to read and to comprehend as they declare their citizenship with the provisional government. So again, you can get an older version of the Code of Umoja by simply Googling Code of Umoja or the Republic of New Africa, or you can contact a officer of the provisional government in order to obtain a copy of the Code of Umoja, which again is the is the constitution for the black government, for the New African government. Again, I yield back to you, my brother.
All right. Thank you. So now we understand what we're voting for, who can vote. I guess the other question that I would want to know is when we are casting that vote, what are the dates that we need to keep abreast of for being able to cast those votes?
Again, as I said earlier, the National Election Commission would be charged with putting together a election calendar, an election schedule. And the initial schedule for the upcoming election, the 2023 elections, was approved by the PCC. I don't have the exact date, but it was approved back in I'm going to say somewhere around October of 2022. So the schedule has been out for a while. And as we go down that schedule, there are dates that individuals would want to be familiar with in order to follow the process and to ensure that they meet all necessary deadlines for qualifying to be a candidate on the ballot. Let's start with candidates on the ballot. So an individual who is interested in representing their district as a district representative or being a district judge, or a person who might be interested in running for one of the vice president slots or for the presidential slot of the provisional government, would need to write a letter that indicates that they are interested in being either representative or president or vice president or district judge. There is a formal application for that letter, or an individual, again, can simply read the Code of Umoja and make sure that their letter answers all of the requirements for the office that they are running for. For example, if you want to run for president or vice president, you would look at the election code or the election law section of the code, and you will see what the requirements or what the qualifications are to run for president. So when you write your letter of intent, you would make sure that you satisfy all of those requirements in your letter of intent. Or you could request a formal application, quote, letter of intent that outlines those very same qualifications. After you've completed your letter of intent to run and satisfied all the requirements on that letter of intent, the National Election Commission, once your letter of intent has been approved, will send you a nomination petition. Each candidate is required to be nominated by the citizen in his or her district. When they're running for district rep or district judge. So your nomination petition has to be completed by citizens or potential citizens within your district. If you're running for president or vice president, then you have to get a few extra signatures, and you also have to get signatures from at least 4 different states, because those are national elections. Then your nomination petition must be a national nomination petition. So if you're going to run for president or vice president, then your nomination petition has to have signatures from citizens from four different states. So president and vice president candidates have to do a little traveling in order to satisfy their nomination petition. After the nomination petitions are completed and approved by the election commission, the National Election Commission, the local election commissioner will begin to organize local metropolitan conferences in order to introduce candidates to the people. At the same time, they would also extend an invitation to national candidates to come and be a part of those metropolitan conferences. If the national people are not available, cannot make it to the metropolitan conferences, then it would be their responsibility to send literature to the local metropolitan conferences that introduces them to the citizens that will participate in those local metropolitan conferences. After all of those things have been taken care of, then the National Election Commission will organize the distribution of ballots for the certified districts that have a local election commissioners, and will also outline a procedure for citizens outside of districts that do not have local election commissioners. They would outline a procedure for those individuals to cast their ballot. The local election commissioners will organize polling places within their community so that they can handle the election, and in this case, the election for the Republic of New Africa will be held November the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We have 3 days when individuals have an opportunity to cast their ballots, the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th, and local election commissioners will set up polling places where people can come and cast their ballots on those 3 days. Where there is no local election commission, then individual citizens have the responsibility to request a ballot from the National Election Commission, download that ballot, print that ballot out along with the Declaration of Citizenship, complete the ballot, complete the declaration, and individually send in their ballot to the National Election Commission. There can only be one ballot per email address. And that ballot will be marked with that email address. And if more than one ballot is returned with the same email address, then all of those ballots that have the same email address will be null and void. If there are special circumstances where there's only one email address to a household, but that household has more than one eligible voter, then special requests must be made directly to the NEC in order to accommodate that situation. All of those dates vary in terms of the dates that I described to you, but they are all published on the national election schedule / calendar for the election season. Anyone who would like a copy of that calendar or that schedule should request one from the National Election Commission. And they can do so by email at african_tbt@yahoo.com. That's AFRIKAN, _TBT, as in truth be told, @yahoo.com. I hope that answers your question, and I will yield back to you, Jack.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And yes, it does answer my question. And I appreciate the extensiveness you put into answering the questions so that those listening to the show could have their questions answered in an efficient manner. I definitely do appreciate that. At this time, I just have one more question, and I'll turn it back over to Brother Bomani. Can you think of anything else, Baba Lucado, that the listening audience will need to know about the upcoming election that would help them in their either wanting to declare the citizenship or voting for their representatives in their district? And also, if they don't know where their local election may be set up in their district, how can they find out that information?
Voting in a certified district is contingent on the local election commissioner. Local election commissioners are responsible, again, to set up polling places and to notify the National Election Commission where those polling places will be. The National Election Commission will have a list of where polling places are in the various certified districts. And anybody who might, again, need to know where they can go in their district to vote, where there is a local election commissioner, can, of course, again, email the National Election Commission for that information, again, at african_tbt@yahoo.com. And we will get that information out to them. The other thing that we want people to know is, in addition to being on the ballot to run for office, there's also what we call a write-in candidate. In a certified district, individuals can run as a write-in candidate, which means that voters can write the name of individuals who they think would be a candidate or better serve as president, vice president, district rep, or district judge. As it relates to the district offices, district rep and district judge, you would need to be writing in people who live in your district. For president and vice president, it can be anyone, any new African. If you don't have a local election commissioner, but your district is certified, again, you would have to request a ballot. And again, you would have the names of those who qualify to run for president and vice president. And if you have someone in mind to be a district rep, even though you don't have a local election commissioner, you can write in that person to to be your district representative or your district judge. However, we need to make sure that people understand write-in candidates have to receive at least 40 votes from their district in order to successfully be elected to represent their district. If they're not on the ballot and they're running as a write-in candidate, they will need to make sure that at least 40 people, 40 African voters, write their name in on their personal ballots in order for them to be eligible to serve. Now, even though they may get the 40 ballots, 40 votes, they still have to qualify to be a representative. They still have to qualify to be a judge. And again, those qualifications are outlined in election law of the Code of Umoja. The only other thing that, again, we want to reiterate is I want to real quickly go down the list of districts that are currently certified as population districts for the provisional government of the Republic of New Africa. So I'm just going to go through it real quickly. Akron, Ohio, Atlanta, Georgia, Baltimore, Maryland, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Birmingham, Alabama, Boston, Massachusetts, Chicago, Illinois, Cincinnati, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, Dallas, Texas, Dayton, Ohio, Detroit, Michigan, Fort Worth, Texas, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Houston, Texas, Jackson, Mayor Eversville, Mississippi, Lafayette, Louisiana, Los Angeles, California, Memphis, Tennessee, New Liberia, Louisiana, Miami, Florida, New Orleans, Louisiana, New York City, New Jersey, Newark, New Jersey, Oakland, California, Orlando, Florida, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Port Gibson, Mississippi, Richmond, Virginia, St. Louis, Missouri, Tampa, Florida, Trenton, New Jersey, Washington, D.C., Eastern Shores, Maryland, Worcester County, Virginia, and newly certified district of Columbus, Georgia, and Charleston, South Carolina are the districts that are certified. Again, if you live in a city that has a significant African population and you want to get your district certified, simply request a district certification application from the chair of the from the PCC chair, People Centered Council chair. Or you can even request one. I would assume you could request one from the Minister of the Interior or from the NEC chair. But once you get the application, you have to return it to the PCC chair. So it is important that especially in what we identify as a national territory, that we increase the number. It is very important that we increase the number of certified districts within the national territory, even outside of the national territory, but certainly within the national territory. So that's what we're aiming for. And again, district certification is an ongoing process. We're always looking to increase the number of certified districts within the provisional government of the Republic of New Africa. Hopefully that answers your question, and I will yield to you in case there's some other ones.
Yes, it does. That's my question. And thank you for that. And at this time, I pass it over to my co-host, Brother Bumani.
Okay. I'm trying to sign a free land. I have one more question. Can citizens that are incarcerated participate in the election? And if so, how would they do so?
Excellent question. And I apologize for overlooking that question in my explanation. Citizens of the provisional government, or even potential citizens of the provisional government, who are behind the walls, as we say, who are incarcerated, are eligible to vote in the national election. The process for citizens behind the wall to vote is for them to notify any citizen within the government, and then it is the responsibility of that citizen to forward contact information to the National Election Commission. The National Election Commission will in turn send paper copies of ballots and declaration of citizenship to those citizens. The challenge has always been the institution allowing those citizens to receive their ballots. But once we have their address, we will do everything within our power to ensure that they receive a ballot and a declaration of citizenship. And in the case of our prisoners behind the wall, we do allow for a few extra days of receipt of their ballots due to the bureaucracy of the prison system. However, there is no district representative that they would be eligible to vote for, and no district judge for the citizens behind the walls. They would vote for presidents and vice presidents. However, it's come to my attention that there are some citizens who are actually organizing study cadres behind the wall. And so it is my hope that we will begin to look at some form of representation for those brothers and sisters who are behind the walls, who are actually engaged in a study cadre. And we'll find a way to support their study efforts and challenge the regime that does not allow for African-centered information to be disseminated behind the walls. So that's a struggle that we have, and we are working diligently to resolve that issue. And I hope that that answers your question, my brother, as I yield back to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it did. At this time, I want to ask you for your final thoughts. And also, if you want to leave any kind of contact information or any information we reach you at, or any kind of propagation you want to leave for the people to follow or understand, you can do so as well. The floor is open to you.
Thank you, sir. Again, I would encourage every citizen of the provisional government of the Republic of New Africa to get their hands on a copy of the Code of Umoja and to study the five pages that are outlined as election law in the Code of Umoja. Additionally, we invite citizens to contact any member of the National Election Commission, but in particular, at this point, the chairman of the National Election Commission. And you can reach the chair, African_TBT@yahoo.com. That's African, AFRIKAN, _TBT@yahoo.com. If you need to, you can text the word election to 601-354-6678, and I will get back to you with a phone call. Text elect the word election, the phone number 601-354-6678, and I will get back to you as quickly as I can to answer any questions you might have about the election process and the upcoming election, which of course is November the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And during that election, we will be electing a president, 3 vice presidents, district representatives who will serve on the people-centered council, and district judges who will serve under the direction of the Minister of Justice. I want to give thanks to the program for allowing me the opportunity to share my perspective, and my information, my knowledge of what's going on with the National Election Commission. It was a pleasure to be on the Provisional Government of the Republic of New Africa Radio, hosted by the Minister of Information, co-hosted by the Minister of Interior. We thank you so much for giving the National Election Commission this opportunity to share our information with the citizens. We say, free the land, free the land, free the land.
All right, I mean, that's there. Again, I want to thank you for coming to this platform and sharing all this with understanding. Thank you for working in the past, working in the present, working in the future. At this time, I'm going to pass to Akin Bekele to end with his salutation and take us on out. Free land, comrade.
Free the land.
All right, get there.
Again, thank you, Baba Lucada, for giving us your time on the radio show tonight. We appreciate all of those listeners who will be entertained and brought into a new knowledge of what it takes to be a new African citizen and to be politically astute, as is well needed for us to attempt to gain our political independence. So thank you for that information. Thank you all, everyone who will be listening now and in the future. We appreciate you all. And if you have any information or any questions about the provisional government, feel free to look us up on our website, ez-rna.com. If you're interested in supporting the provisional government, we have a New African Ujamaa website. The web address is newafrikanujamaa.com. We can purchase paraphernalia, T-shirts, and things of that nature to help support the provisional government. Until the next radio show, free the land, free the land, free the land.
By any means necessary, I will do my part.